The Lord is our strength and our shield. In him our heart trusts. So we are helped and our heart exalts, and with our song we give thanks to him. The sense I had very much was the Lord was saying that he is offering us his unconditional love, his unconditional friendship. In return, all we need to do is trust him. Trust him through the storms of life, and we will be okay.
As people, as men and women who follow Jesus, we know that one day every tear will be wiped away. And one day, that's how it's going to be. And the Lord says, today, even now, bring me your tears. Do not hold back from me. The Lord says, even now, draw near to me. Draw near to me, you who rejoice. Draw near to me, you who mourn. Draw near to me with your tears for yourself or for others who suffer. Do not hold back from me, says the Lord. And I welcome you, all of you, the good, the bad, the sad, come. Draw near to me, says Jesus, and fix your eyes on heaven where every tear will be wiped away. Thank you, Jesus.
I had two pictures, and one was from Isaiah 6, where it says that the train of God's robe filled the temple, and I was reminded of the woman who touches Jesus' garment as well, and just a sense that for some of us, even if all you can see is the train of the robe filling this temple, just hold on to the train. And the other was from Psalm 46, where it talks about the river that makes glad the city of God. And in Revelations, it talks about that river and the plants around it being for the healing of the nations. And again, I felt like there was a river running right through this church. And for some people, they can jump in that and wash off stuff. For others, they need some healing. But God's here for each person here in a different way.